1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
We are live at the Luxor in Las Vegas. I wanted to bring on right now Steve Bozell. Sir, you have, and a lot of us have been concerned, Mr. Bozell, obviously, about the beating that took place in Indiana of that child.
Absolutely.
And, sir, tell me what is going on at your parent-teacher organization in Corona.
I'm a member of the parent-teacher organization at William Jeffers Middle School in Corona, California. We are trying to put together a letter to Notre Dame to change the name of their football team as a result of the beating that child took. Because the child was...
Now, the child was beaten by her mother in Indiana?
That is correct. And you will notice, and I don't know whether you know it or not, but you will notice that their football team, Notre Dame, is in Indiana. It's in South Bend, Indiana. What I did was...
All right, the Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish.
Right.
Well, what does this have to do exactly with the young girl? Because I know...
Well, the fact is that the girl who was beaten by an Irish woman. Now, she has said this over and over again, I'm Irish traveler, and this kind of thing. And the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame are in Indiana as well. Now, if you put these two things together, there is a pattern that develops. And what I did is I went to... our PTO meeting, and I said that I wanted a letter drawn up to have the Fighting Irish in Notre Dame change their name, because I can tell you, Mr. Henry...
Well, let's back up a little bit, if I could. You want the Fighting Irish... Do you believe the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame caused this?
Well, I can tell you, Mr. Henry, from a couple of standpoints. Number one, I showed that tape to my children, the tape of that child being beaten. I can tell you that I looked at it over and over and over again. My wife looked at it, and it finally dawned on me that the Notre Dame season is starting, and the girl was Irish, and they're the Fighting Irish. And these are all the things you put together as a father. And these are all the things that you put together as a father. And that's what I was going to say.
All right. Here's the thing. We saw the tape. Everybody was appalled by that tape. This woman who beat her kid is an Irish traveler.
Well, she's Irish. Okay, that's the first thing you need to understand. She's Irish. And the fact that these Irish encouraged this kind of thing, all of a sudden the wheels started to turn inside of my head, and that's when I went to our parent-teacher organization meeting to talk to them.
And what transpired there, sir?
All right, well, what happened was this. I went to our parent-teacher organization meeting, and because I'm running for president, I knew that I needed something that would really get the people's attention and would really get them voting for me. And I realized that this Fighting Irish thing was probably the thing we needed in terms of treating our children well.
All right, but you went to this parent-teacher organization meeting to do what?
I went there to campaign to be president, but to tell them we need to draw up a letter to the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, and encourage them to change the name of the Fighting Irish, because obviously that's why that child was beaten. I stood up, because I knew it was only a matter of time before these Irish people brought their terrorism to our country, and there it was, okay? So I stood up in front of the people. I said, I believe we should draw up this letter. Mr. Roy Hutchins, who is a member of the parent community, said, and I wrote it down, and I'll quote this to you, Mr. Andrew, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
He said, that's about the stupidest thing that I have ever heard, end quote. Now, my attorney, Dolores Plazigan...
This was one of the parents said, when you said the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame need to change their name, they said you're stupid.
They said, and I'm quoting, that's about the stupidest thing I ever heard. Now, he said that in front of 114 witnesses, members of the janitorial staff. I was a shoo-in, and now that's all blown to bits. That's all blown to bits.
You were campaigning to be president of the PTO, and your campaign would center on getting the Fighting Irish to change their name and to get the Irish to change their ways because of this little girl being beaten up by an Irish woman?
Yes.
Okay, I know she was an Irish traveler.
No, she's Irish. You'll know that. And so
your lawsuit comes in-house, sir.
I'm exercising my constitutional right. My attorney, Dolores Plazigan, is in Riverside, California. She is a great attorney who has stood by me through thick and thin. She's preparing a class action suit. I'm thinking of the suit as a class action, but I want to sue Mr. Roy Hutchins for defamation of character. I at this time believe that we should sue the Notre Dame University for conspiracy to commit assault on a minor. To Mrs. Madeline Toogood, who's that Irish woman, she's Irish, and for giving Roy Hutchins the grounds for making me look stupid in front of the PTO, and for Bobby Knight also, who has beaten people up and also comes from Ireland, or I mean from Indiana.
Well, look, you forced your children to watch this videotape, okay? You forced your kids to watch, didn't you?
The reason why I did that is because my kids are always running their mouths about a little cereal out there, and maybe you've heard about it, Mr. Henry. It's called Lucky Charms. Now, I have tried to get them to stop eating this, and I told them that the Irish lady beat the child, the Fighting Irish at Notre Dame encouraged it, and now you sit there eating Lucky Charms? This is how...
All right, I want to give our phone number out here and find out if people... This is an interesting... If there's anybody of Irish heritage, and I got to tell you, I'm part Irish.
I'm aware of that, sir, and I know that you're a good man, but I think that in the genes of the Irish, why do they say a Fighting Irish? Why did that Irish lady beat that kid up in the parking lot? Why do Irish people always get into fights? These are the things that I brought to the PTO, and they laughed at me. Now I have to sue them.
You're going to file a lawsuit against these people for laughing at you when you said the Fighting Irish need to change their name. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. It's a class action suit against Roy Hutchins.
Okay, I just wanted to get the particulars out. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Has Notre Dame with their, I guess your question is, has Notre Dame with their Fighting Irish nickname encouraged beatings of children, correct?
Yes, absolutely, sir, because this was an Irish person what done it. And that's what I'm trying to say.
All right, now, when your kids were watching the you made your kids watch the tape so that they wouldn't eat Lucky Charms, is that correct?
That is correct, and the reason is this, and maybe you've seen it, but they have a little leprechaun on the box, and he always says things like, always after me Lucky Charms, always, six delicious flavors, and everything like this. The children, I think, should know that the Irish encourage violence, and the leprechaun does too. Now, I...
Look, your kids enjoy a cereal, right?
They enjoy a cereal, sir, that I think creates, along with all the other Irish things, a bad feeling toward people. I took the box of Lucky Charms, and I took a ballpoint pen, and I sat my children down. I said, I want you to see this. And I stabbed the leprechaun in the box as often as I could. I stabbed and I stabbed and I stabbed. I stabbed until I had no strength because I wanted them to know. And
you told me the kids screamed, right?
They screamed because they were afraid of the leprechaun, not because of me or the things, what I'd done. But I will tell you, Mr. Henry...
Well, your feeling on this is very strong, and I have to tell you, it may smack of... I don't want to call it racism.
Don't even go there, Mr. Henry.
But you seem to have a problem with the Irish.
No, this is a real problem. This ain't like no Soprano thing where the Italians, maybe they're violent. You got an Irish lady beat her kid up, the Fighting Irish in Notre Dame, and don't think the Irish didn't try to corrupt us with that. When they had a river dance, the people never moved their arms, which was technically thievery because that's only half of a dance. If the guy just moves the feet and no arms, and how come they charge me full price? So these are the things.
All right, I got to tell you something, sir, and maybe the people disagree with me. I'm a father. I have four children. I think it's bizarre to take a ballpoint pen and stab a leprechaun in a box over and over again.
Okay, but you haven't been a father as long as me, have you?
No, sir, I have not been a father as long as you.
Okay, many of the things that you need to do with a child to reinforce these things is to do it over and over. That's why I took the ballpoint pen, I saw the leprechaun in the box, and I just stabbed it in its eyes and over and over again, and I stabbed it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Are the Irish encouraging violence, including the Fighting Irish in Notre Dame? Let's talk to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I can't believe what I'm hearing, number one. This man is completely out of his mind.
Let me ask you a question, ma'am. Are you Irish? I'm
Italian.
All right, well,
I'm Italian, and we're getting cut off a little. And this man is making no sense. Is he a doctor? is there anything in genes, in genetic genes of the Irish that say that that they're violent people?
Yeah. Why did it go with fighting Irish? Why did that Irish lady beat that child? Why did my children scream?
What's your nationality?
I'm German.
You're German?
German,
oh, they're yeah. They were a real friendly bunch.
No, don't start bringing up no World War II.
Oh, please.
Because that was one guy, his name was Adolf Hitler. He's the one that cooked all those people.
Oh,
and the German people didn't do that.
Oh, but it doesn't matter. You're German, so that means that you're just like him.
No, ma'am, it does not, because...
Yes, it does. If you're saying that this girl, because she's Irish, all the Irish are bad, you're German, you're just like Hitler.
No, it's not, ma'am, because the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame is a whole school that encourages the name Fighting Irish.
I hope
it was in Indiana where she beat that child up.
You're saying
you
because
have to
the.
Listen to yourself.
Ma'am, I'm
there,
you're saying
there
because.
Nothing,
all right,
buddy, you don't know what you're saying.
Ma'am, I know exactly what I'm saying.
But, all right, let me jump
don't.
In here, Kathy. Kathy, let me jump in here. Are you saying because the woman beat this girl in Indiana and the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame are in Indiana, that's significant?
Absolutely not.
Excuse me.
Do you know of any school called Jew Burning Germans? No. I know the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, but I don't know a school called We Burn Jews.
Wow.
Okay, See?
Wow. Let me
That's
a lot of, so wait a minute. Are you saying most cops are Irish too?
No, I'm not saying most cops are Irish.
No, I'm not.
I guess you are. Okay? See, everything you can say, I can fight against, because I have the facts.
If Irish and kills somebody, then all the Irish cops are bad.
Well, ma'am, there's no school run by Germans called the Jew Burners.
Like you that all Germans are bad because of World War II.
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the Irish are all monsters
Irish woman beat that lady up.
All right, listen, Kathy, thank you for your call. We'll move on here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. On the line with me here is Stephen Bozell. He is a father and a member of a PTO in Corona, California. He believes that there is something organic in Irish people that is violent, basically. And he thinks it starts with the University of Notre Dame's Fighting Irish and goes on down to this lady that beat up her kid in Indiana. She was a member of a group called, the Irish Travelers? And they're a group of Irish traveling people, and she was whacking the kid. He also feels that Lucky Charms, the cereal, can induce some violent behavior in kids because it also has an Irish theme, a leprechaun. He took the cereal box and stabbed the leprechaun over and over again with a ballpoint pen. Do you think, any of my Irish listeners, do you think that there is something wrong with the Irish gene? Is it violent? Is this just the beginning? And why does Notre Dame encourage it? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We are live at the Luxor in Las Vegas. This is the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
All right, we're back here on the Phil Henry Show. With me is Stephen Bozell. He is a father, and you're with a PTO organization in Corona, California. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir. I was running for the PTO. I wanted to be the president of the parent-teacher organization at William Jeffries Middle School in Corona, California.
And do you feel that this has ruined your chances?
The fact that those people said what they said.
Okay. You stood up in a PTO meeting, and you said that you believed that the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame caused the violence that happened to that girl.
That is exactly correct, sir.
And somebody said to you...
Yeah, the words were, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And as a result, you're suing. What gives you the right to sue a man who thinks your ideas are stupid?
First of all, you can't say something publicly about somebody said something that I felt had merit. And this was going to be my shoe-in to be the PTO president. Because this was the best, this was going to make me president. It's a good idea. And by him saying that it sounded stupid, you see, now people won't vote for me, and I won't be the president of the parent-teacher organization. Now, I went home, and I remember my daughter had a leprechaun doll that she keeps on her bed. And for the longest time, it never mattered to me. But I went home, I was so humiliated that I hung that thing up in the backyard, and I set fire to it. And I remember my wife coming out, and she said she was shocked. And
do you understand that a lot of this behavior seems to be a little unbalanced?
What? The behavior of my...
Your behavior. Setting fire to your daughter's leprechaun doll?
No. Here's why it's not. Because if Roy Hutchins hadn't said I sounded like an idiot, then I would have been elected president.
You feel that the parent-teacher organization was ready to draft a letter to the University of Notre Dame saying, change the name of the Fighting Irish?
Yeah.
You know that the Notre Dame has been encouraged to change the Fighting Irish name for a long time, don't you?
Yes, I do. But this is the first time that the Fighting Irish name has encouraged the beating of a child.
Wow. I mean, that's...
I know, but I could have been so good as the president. Now I'm not going to have it.
All right, let's give our number here, 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. It sounds to me like you're ethnically bashing the Irish, but...
No, sir, I'm not ethnically bashing the Irish. All I'm saying is that everybody knows they are more violent than most people.
Okay, but the idea that the Fighting Irish name could encourage the beating of a child...
That's right, because it happened in Indiana.
Well, let me ask you the question about the money that this is going to take the entire city and the county to prosecute a lawsuit based upon your allegations.
I don't care. I'm a citizen of the United States of America. I have the right to sue. And they have no right to tell me that I can't say something about the Irish because of that kid got beat up in Notre Dame and the Lucky Charms, too.
Yeah, that's the other thing, the Lucky Charms you're talking about. When you're talking about eating a cereal that is a...
It is an Irish-based cereal that caused my kids, okay, that caused my kids to love it. And
then you showed them the beating tape over and over again, and they screamed.
They screamed.
Don't you think they screamed because of the beating?
No, sir, they screamed because they knew the leprechaun on the Lucky Charms was bad, and that he was a part of the whole Irish thing that is going on. And why won't anybody listen to me?
All right, do you want to take a moment?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm talking to Steve Bozell. I understand that you're upset, sir, and I understand that this is an emotional case from Indiana.
Well, I just got a funny feeling that gal, Kenya, she's Irish, and her sons are full of abusive hate that makes the Irish abusive.
Enya? I don't know who Enya is.
Well, she's Irish.
Okay. Who is Enya, anyway?
She's an Irish singer. No, you know who?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, ask your producer.
All right. I had no idea that Enya was an Irish singer.
Okay. But you understand what I say about Lucky Charms, don't you?
No, that's the part that's the most bizarre, man. The Lucky Charms thing and stabbing the leprechaun over and over again. That's weird. And setting fire to a leprechaun doll, that's weird. Now, you may have something with the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame being encouraging violence, but that's about it, all right?
Well, I'm going to prosecute the lawsuit to the fullest extent of the law, sir.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We've got to take a quick break here on the Phil Henry Show. The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, they're in Indiana. That kid got beat up in Indiana. Is there a connection? And do we have ourselves a problem with the Irish, these Irish travelers that are all over the country? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're broadcasting live here from the Raw at the Luxor. And it's the Phil Henry Show. And I don't know what the Ra means, but it's some kind of Egyptian thing. And this is the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas, which is, you know, you come here, you feel like you're in Egypt, don't you? You feel like you're in Egypt, don't you? Turn the PA up because nobody can hear me. Hello? 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 Ra was a god, I'm told. But I checked into my room today, and it was just like I was sleeping in a sarcophagus there. I was just, you know, felt like I was back there. I felt like the Pharaoh, man, when I walked in here. Walking out of something else. All right, now we got a flashback for you from our show yesterday. R.C. Collins was on, and he is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. And he was talking about how if he's going to go fight for this country in Iraq or Afghanistan, he feels that polygamy should be legalized for our veterans. And how many of you guys feel that way, by the way? Do we have any veterans here? No, we don't have any veterans here, but we have a lot of guys who feel polygamy should be legalized. All right, let's listen to what R.C. had to say yesterday about polygamy on our show.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
This guy is absolutely, you're absolutely insane. This country was not founded on the basis of polygamy. We're an American. We're American. We're Christians. I mean, you've got to be crazy
I'm a veteran of the war.
I don't give a damn what you are. You're a maniac, and I can't even believe that you're for real. And had they not told me that they checked the roster, you're a nutcase.
Wait a second. Why am I crazy if I give my life for my country and I ask for something in return? Why is that crazy?
First of all, I don't want you defending my country. You don't even belong in my country. Why don't you go
really?
To some third world country where some like you belong?
What do you mean your country? Who says
it is my country.
Who says it's your country?
I'm an American.
Well, me
I'm
too.
I'm a Christian.
Yeah, well, me
no,
too.
No, you're not. You're not.
You don't have
I
to be a
you're
Christian.
An Arab wannabe.
You don't
I
have
think
to
you're
be a
Arab
Christian.
Wannabe. If you belong, if you believe in polygamy.
Yeah, well, there's some things the Arabs have right, and that's one of them.
Well, there's some things the Arabs have right. You should be
How
shot
that?
As a traitor.
We deserve the fruits of war, sir, okay?
Sir, I'm a girl, honey.
Well, you could have fooled me.
Okay, let's not get personal, all right?
You know what? He is defending third world country beliefs and claiming to be an
Wait
American.
Wait a minute. You don't have to be
we
a Christian.
We are a Christian country,
Lady, you don't
my
have
friend.
To be a Christian to be an American. There's all kinds of religions
this
here.
You're right. This country was founded on Christianity, though, my friend.
Don't
Why
make
don't
no,
check
never
back
mind.
And see?
Don't make no, never mind.
You don't even
mind.
Know the history of your own country.
You don't even know when this country was founded. What year was America
oh,
founded
you're, you're
at?
You're a real asshole.
I
you know
am?
What?
Why?
We
because
carry you in. You're a junior
see,
cadet.
See,
I'm
Mr.
a tooth older than you.
Mr. Henry, this lady is proof positive. She is a woman that we defend, and yet she calls me an Arab and everything.
You're not
even
going
to
call me an Arab. I didn't call you an Arab. I told you that you believe in the same concepts as the people that were going to war.
You don't even know when the country was founded.
You don't even know where you're at. You're a hole in the ground.
Okay.
I'm not even going to sit here and debate this
when
with you.
When was the country
I
founded?
I want to know why you think that I'm allowed to go. You should be allowed to go up to any woman on the street, be she of anyone's wife or anything else, and think that you're actually going to have sex with her.
Because I believe
that my father should hand my mother over because you fought in the war.
Ma'am, I can assure you I'm not going to want to punch your mother. That's, you know, I didn't risk death to have sex with your mother. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. Wait, so if some guy walks up and says to your dad, I want to bang your mother, you're just going to say, yeah, if you're a war veteran, go ahead.
I will be, yes, respectfully I will, yes.
You'd hand your mother over. You're a pig. Yeah,
no, because
you're a pig.
These are the veterans that keep us free. The war veterans, when they
no,
went to
people
world...
like you don't keep us free.
When,
like you don't keep us free. People like my father who fought in the war kept us free.
Okay, and I bet
believed in what this country was founded
and
on and based on. And
I bet you he had a girlfriend when he was over in the Army.
No, I'd lay my life on the line that my father did not. My parents have been married over 50 years, and they still sit on the couch and hold hands. And my dad has respect for women and respect for this country, and he's a Catholic and an American, something that you obviously have no concept of.
Wait a minute. A Catholic?
You know what? You're sitting here in your little military, in your little military academy playing tin soldier, and you're talking all kinds of horse shit.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Okay. That was RC. Coming up on the program, we have a letter that was actually written to our producer, Janice, who is right here. And And our engineer is Craig Taylor, who sits to my left for you guys at home. We're here live at the Luxor Hotel. We're in the Raw nightclub. And we've got a crowd here who have come to watch us do our show. And they're also having food. And they're some of them have been drinking. Not a lot of them. I don't think a lot of them. How many of you have been drinking? See, that's... All right, now seriously, how many of you have been drinking? Well, that's only about 2% of the crowd, so... Coming up, we got a letter that was written to our producer about an appearance on our program by... Actually, Margaret Gray, but this guy said Martha Gray. And we're going to read that, and we also have coming up on our program appearances by Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. So, by the way, reminds me of our website. Anybody have a Ted Bell shirt on here tonight? There's a gentleman there with one. Our website sells the Ted Bell shirt, and you can pick that up on our website. As long as I'm here, I'd like to pitch some of the products that we have. Here's a guy with a Ted Bell shirt here. We got some very, we got a party going on up in here. You're going to be okay, man. It's not a problem. Just right there, show us the shirt. Just put your hands up there. Now he hates me. And also we have our Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary t-shirt, which Craig is wearing tonight. So go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and check that stuff out. But as I said, we've got the letter from Margaret Gray coming up, or is it Martha Gray? I don't know. And Ted Bell, and then later on, Bobby Dooley makes an appearance here on our show. It's all ahead here. We are live at the Raw Nightclub at the Luxor, live in Las Vegas. This is the Phil Henry Show, back in just a moment.
This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And we're back here live at the Raw at the Luxor in Las Vegas, and our audience at home all across the United States and Canada. And I don't suppose we have any Canadians here tonight who have made the trek down from Vancouver or the Toronto area.
Yeah, I did, Phil. I'm here.
Oh, thank you, sir. That's great. And we have, Margaret, you know, I'm going to read a letter here that has to do with your appearance on the show the other day.
The other day, Phil, was that I thought the people in first class should be celebrities and not you people. And what I got from my trouble was an excoriating experience on your program.
Well, I want to read this letter from a gentleman in Denver, Colorado, who writes, "Tonight's show should have been cut short. I've never been so appalled at the statements of Martha Gray. I have never read her column, nor will I."
Oh, God.
Well, it goes on and says, "I'm one of the you people she was talking about. I will be leading a campaign of not listening to KHOW AM 630 Denver. I'll be leading a campaign of not... We have some Denver...
Do we have Denver listeners? No, forget it. No. You got a better chance of having somebody from Tijuana here than somebody from Denver. So, and Mexico City.
Yeah, anybody from Mexico City here tonight? Is there any... Okay. I'll be leading a campaign of not listening to the show, and I'll be leading a campaign to boycott your products. Ms. Gray will soon find out just how powerful her comments are over the Internet. She certainly has the right to her opinion. I know, Mr. Henry, you didn't agree with her, but you have had and have the power to pull the plug on Ms. Gray. Who does she think she is, just sitting in first class with her celebrity friends Denzel Washington, Brad Pitt, and Dennis Weaver? Ms. Gray is totally out of the mainstream of American thinking, and I think her puddle is about to dry up."
Oh, really?
Yeah. "And then finally, I know that you're looking for a shock guest to get listeners riled up, but this time I think you've gone too far with this wacko. You have a responsibility here. It'll be interesting to see how you handle this embarrassment."
Well, Phil, I want to say, number one, I think everybody's entitled to their opinion, but he can jam that up his ass sideways, and here's why. I think that all of us who spend the money on first-class tickets should be afforded the kind of comfort and the kind of luxury that comes with sitting next to a well-bathed movie star instead of you people, and that's all I meant by that. I think your listeners are fine as long as they stay away from me, and I'm glad I'm not in Las Vegas.
Well, Margaret, they're having a good time.
By the way, have they stopped going to the buffet yet? Because I bet you all the way through your show, you'll just see a lot of people getting the free food.
Well, it's not free. They paid to be here.
Lucky them.
Okay. Anyway, that was the letter, and at Mr. Olmsted of Denver, Colorado, we will address your concerns forthwith. This is the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8668. What do you want, bud?
I got a Vegas insider quiz.
You got a Vegas insider quiz?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you a question, then
I'll give you the answer.
Right.
What's the first question?
Okay, you got to know what a whale is. Do you know what a whale is?
I don't know. Is it multiple choice?
Yeah, multiple choice. A whale is an elite gambler willing to lose $500,000 per trip.
Or
Anna Nicole Smith.
Anna Nicole Smith.
No, you jackass. It's an elite gambler.
Well, give me that. You're always joking around with me. What's the next one?
Stuck is when a gambler, A, hits his credit limit, or B, what happens to your bowels? Well?
Okay, it's when he hits his credit limit.
No, what happens to your bowels? Now, a box is...
give me that thing! Stuck is when a gambler hits his credit limit. What happens to your bowels after your fifth trip to this buffet here at the Raw? Okay, you're going to need...
A box is a combination bet whereby all possible numeric combinations are covered, or B, what's inside Anna Nicole Smith's pants? Now then,
what's the last one?
Don't you want to take a guess?
No, I don't want to take a freaking guess.
When a gambler pushes... It's because A, the game is tied, or B,
yeah, okay. It's
the fart sound?
No, it's the when they're tied.
No, it's
okay. Thanks a lot, bud. Go out and put your head through another oak tree, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Bud Dickman, who is the problem with this guy is he was riding his Harley Davidson once, and he went through a tree, and now he has a metal plate in his head, and,
You're lying. That not happened to me.
Yeah, you got caught between somebody's thighs. That's the story you're telling me. All right, this is the Phil Henry Show, live at the Raw here at the Luxor in Las Vegas. Now, as you know, there's a lot of gambling that happens here at the Luxor. Most of it is done at the slot machines. Not too many people play blackjack. Do you know that the slots here are, I believe, 97% payoff? You know that? How many of you guys have been paid off 97% of the time that you've been sitting there? Something wrong, right? Well, the reason why they say 97% payoff is because 97% of the time it pays off over the course of 6 years. All right? So you guys have to just keep coming back and coming back. So what we're going to do here now is ask anybody or everybody how much they've lost. And the person who has, you know, lost the most amount of money, maybe we'll have a prize for them. But if I hear any really outstanding sums of money, I'm not going to believe you. Now, how long have you guys been here? Have you been here just today? All right. Who's been playing blackjack? Look at this. Two guys? So the rest of you guys are just pushing buttons? You're just sitting there hearing it going, is that it? You did not play blackjack, sir. All right. What have you been playing? He's been playing roulette. And how much money have you lost? He's been playing roulette. He's thinking about it now. He's scratching his beard. He's 20 bucks. All right. Yes, sir. And all right. And who is playing the blackjack here? Okay. How much have you lost, man? There's some gentlemen here in the back. $9. All right. One of the reasons why the Luxor has us here is so that all you guys are, you know, okay, we'll bring Phil Henry's listeners. They'll spend a lot of money on the tables. $9. $20 over here. All right. All right, and who else? Anybody else playing? What are you playing, sir? This gentleman here is playing blackjack. How much did you lose? $243. All right, and the big question here is, who's won? Hey, nobody. All right, we have a winner. Huh? Well, how much did you lose? $650. This gentleman lost where? At the blackjack? On the six-stack shoe at the blackjack table. How many of you guys know what he just said? Six-stack shoe. Sounds like something your kids play, right? Out in the backyard?
Going out to play six-stack shoe. Run out there, and I've got my gingham dress on.
All right, now, anybody here a craps player? That's where you really, really can lose a lot of money, and it's an extremely confusing game. But all you have to do is just walk up to the table and keep saying, fade that, and you'll be fine. No, how much did you lose at the craps table? Anybody playing craps? Or are you just full of crap? How much did you lose there, sir? A lot of money. Okay, he lost a lot. 20 bucks, 9 bucks here, and there's a guy over here that lost a lot of money. I do have a Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt to give away sometime tonight to somebody who can prove to me they've lost a lot of money. I don't know how you're going to do that. I see a lot of people walking around with those empty cups. You don't walk up to a phone booth with that, all right? There's a lady over here, I don't know where it was, but I was walking to my room, and she's walking around with one of those cups that you keep your coins in, trying to play telephones and walking over to cars and things. She's way off the beaten freaking path here. All right, coming up on our program, we got Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted, as you know, has the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt that's available on our website. And we'll also have Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve, who is, right now planning their winter vacation. And they're going to be talking to us about that as well. We also are, later on in the program, going to get another flashback in from Bob Green and Doug Danger, who is a gay man and a gay journalist. And he'll be talking a little bit about some of the things that interest him. This is the Phil Henry Show. We're live at the Raw Nightclub at the Luxor in Las Vegas. If you're not here, you can't get in. I don't know. They're not even giving tickets away at the door, are they? This place looks packed, man. How could we get any more people in here? All right, so coming up. And by the way, smoking is allowed. And we would like, however, for the next 2 hours, don't drink. Okay? Great. All right, thank you very much. No drinking and no eating. Just sit. All right, we'll be right back with Ted Bell.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Henry Show, live at the Raw at the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas with a lot of people here, and I know many of you guys at home enjoying the show. We're very happy to be live with you this evening from the great city of Las Vegas, and I'm also very, very pleased to have on tonight a very good friend of our program and a sponsor, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I know, Ted, that this is a moment for you because you wanted to do something special for 9/11. I know that it's been a year, and I can't thank you enough for choosing our program to make the announcement.
Bill, you know, I've been thinking long and hard about what I could do for the World Trade Center and for your program and for the great many people that have eaten at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I think we're all recovering from what happened. What I wanted to do, Phil, as you know, and as many of your listeners know, Windows on the World was a wonderful, wonderful restaurant at the top of the World Trade Center.
I know that, and I know a lot of people who enjoyed that.
It was a great place. One of the things that we found out, Phil, was that Windows on the World had given out gift certificates so that you could have dinner at Windows on the World. And after the great tragedy at 9/11, obviously, there are a lot of gift certificates that people had, and they couldn't use them at Windows on the World, and for very good reason. What I want to do, Phil, and this has never been done before by anybody in the restaurant business, but because I am Ted Bell, because I do have Ted's of Beverly Hills, one of the premier steakhouses in America, I want to do something for everybody out there who has a Windows on the World gift certificate that you can no longer use at Windows on the World. Ted Bell and Ted's of Beverly Hills will honor that gift certificate if you come into our restaurant.
That is, that I think that's a wonderful thing, and I think that it is, because I knew you were going to do this. Janice alerted me to this. I think it's a wonderful thing that you will, I don't know, do something for the great city of New York.
It is. It's something for the great city of New York. It's something for what once was a great eating establishment. If you come into Ted's of Beverly Hills with a Windows on the World gift certificate, here's what you're going to get. Listen to this. You'll get our Surf and Turf special. That's the Australian lobster tail. You'll get a 10-ounce filet mignon. You'll get a beautiful bottle of Sonoma Cabernet.
That is fantastic.
And you'll get the Ted's of Beverly Hills baked potato that you can pick right off the baked potato tree. And to finish it off, for dessert, a raspberry creme brulee and a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt.
Can we get a round of applause for Ted for that? Because... I think that that is a wonderful thing that you do, and I know everybody at home, if you're not familiar with it, Windows on the World was a beautiful restaurant, and it's such a wonderful place, and it's no more, but if you have a gift certificate...
If you have the gift certificate, come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills, you get the Surf and Turf, you get the baked potato, you're going to get the bottle of Cabernet, and this offer is good for as long as Ted's of Beverly Hills is in existence, and I hope that's for a very, very long time, okay?
Let's hear it for Ted on that, huh? I want to thank you, Ted, and I want to thank you for choosing our program to make that announcement.
Thank you, Phil.
I think it's just wonderful.
Well, you're welcome. And
so, what, is that it?
Well, I wanted to, there was one other thing that I wanted to back that up with. Now that I'm doing something, I'd like everybody out there to do something. What do you think, people? Would you like to do something?
Yeah.
All right. What I want you to do at home is I want you to go get a pen and I want you to go get a piece of paper and write down this address. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, City Hall, New York City. My name is Ted Bell, and I'd like you to tell him that you would like to see the Ted's of Beverly Hills logo on the World Trade Center Memorial at Ground Zero. And I think that'll do, because it's all about giving. And I think,
in other words, what you're saying is what? You're saying that you want people to...
I want people to write to Mayor Bloomberg and encourage him to put the Ted's of Beverly Hills logo on the World Trade Center Memorial.
And that's, okay, so in other words, you're going to honor the window...
We're honoring the Windows in the World gift certificate, but now that I'm giving, I want people to give too. And so...
The World Trade Center Memorial, if I could just say, and our number is 1-800-449-8686 for the people at home. And I don't want to second guess you, Ted, but the World Trade Center Memorial is for the people, you know, that passed on there, Ted.
No, I completely understand that, Phil. I completely understand. What I'm saying is it would be a very tasteful plaque that says Ted's of Beverly Hills. It'll say my name, my birth year, and then a blank space for the year that I pass on. And then it'll say, you're welcome, which is what we say at Ted's Beverly Hills, you're welcome. And then for reservations, our phone number, 213-251-3189.
And all right, I want to be clear. Are you saying that you want to have...
No, but this is for people to give back, Phil.
No, but I want to be clear. Are you saying... And are you saying that in order for you to honor the Windows on the World gift certificates, you want to have your name on the World Trade Center Memorial? Okay, let's be clear. The World Trade Center Memorial is for the people who passed on.
I understand that, but what I'm doing here is very special. It's never been done before, and I would never, ever suggest this if it wasn't for the fact... See, I'm Ted Bell, Phil, and I have built one of the greatest restaurants in the history of the steakhouse in Southern California and all across America. So I think that, and I'm having a little hard time. Are you saying that this is wrong, or are you...
I don't know if it's wrong or not. I think it is. You're asking to put a commercial logo on the World Trade Center Memorial.
No, it is not commercialism at all. It is. simply saying, Ted Bell is there with you. Because someday I'm going to die too, and when I do die, then my name will belong on the World Trade Center Memorial. That's all I'm saying.
But there's no other restaurant out there, and there's no other advertising on the World Trade Center Memorial. It's not a commercial thing.
No, it is not. This is not commercial, Phil. This is me saying, I'm Ted Bell, I'm honoring the Windows on the World gift certificates, so how about putting my name on the World Trade Center Memorial? And I think if you look at it, to see, Phil, you're confused. If you look at it that way, then you're going to realize, yes, Ted Bell's name belongs on that memorial. And nobody's ever asked for this. It's very trend-setting. It's what I do, but I am a trendsetter. And so I think that, you know, is there anything else you wanted to ask me? Or,
I'm a little bit stunned.
Why?
I don't know why. I think that the World Trade Center Memorial is for the people that passed on and should not have a commercial logo.
No. You're getting it wrong. It's not commercial. I'm Ted Bell. There's nothing commercial about what I do. I'm simply saying, look, do you know how much the Surf and Turf special is worth? That's a $50 special. On top of that, the bottle of wine to carry the two. We're talking about a $150 to $200 night at Ted's of Beverly Hills for anybody with the Windows on the World gift certificate. Okay?
And because of that, you want your name on the World Trade Center Memorial.
I'm sensing that you're resisting this, and
I'm asking myself if this is a good thing. You've got the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steerhorn logo.
Yes, and but it'll just say, thank you from Ted, you're welcome, and then it'll have, for reservations, call.
Okay, that's the thing. For reservations, call. If I go to the World Trade Center Memorial, and I see Ted's of Beverly Hills, maybe that's one thing, okay?
So I'll even honor certificates that were, listen, if you got a gift certificate at Windows on the World, I'll honor that. If you found one at Ground Zero, I'll honor that as well. It doesn't matter.
Wait a second.
No, what I'm saying is I'm not going to, you know, because I'm sure after the building went down, there were a lot of them that were, and I don't know how to say this, but they were, you know, probably laying around. And
well, Ted.
Well, okay. I think what's going on here is the fact that you don't believe that people can do something for people. And I'm Ted Bell. I'm doing something for people.
I think what you're offering is a nice thing.
Thank you.
I think that in return, by you offering a free meal to anybody with a Windows on the World gift certificate, that you want your name on the World Trade Center Memorial is asking too much.
I don't. Well, here's what I'm going to say. If I don't get my name on the World Trade Center Memorial, then why would I want to give anybody a free dinner? See, that's the question that then.
So now you're telling me that if you don't get your name on the World Trade Center Memorial, you won't honor the gift certificates?
I'm asking you. Do you think that's smart business? The answer is no, it isn't.
So you're not going to honor the World Trade Center certificates unless you get your name?
I feel, ask any of the people at home, is it smart business? If I'm giving away a free meal and they don't put my name on the World Trade Center Memorial, why should I give them a free meal, see?
Do you have to put the reservation phone number on it? I mean, can't you just say Ted's of Beverly Hills?
It's very simple. It's very tasteful. For reservations, 213-251-3189. Thank you, and that's all we say.
All right. I need to kind of put the question to the audience and
Well, I don't know why you put it to the audience. The question is, when is America going to get out and do something for America? Hi, everybody. Let's get Ted's name on that World Trade Center Memorial.
I think it's a little it's in bad taste.
I don't think you know what you're talking about. And besides, Phil, the fact of the matter remains, if I don't get my name on that plaque, I can't give away Surf and Turf. Surf and Turf is the number one, that's the number one item on our menu.
All right, look, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He is a restaurateur who says that from now until Ted's of Beverly Hills goes out of business, he will honor Windows on the World gift certificates. Now, this was a great restaurant at the World Trade Center, and I think it's a wonderful thing. He will give you, as a matter of fact, a free dinner if you have that, Surf and Turf and everything. But he says, in exchange, he wants his name, the Ted's of Beverly Hills logo, the date of his birth and the date of his death, and the reservation number on the World Trade Center Memorial. And If I'm wrong, and I know he's doing something nice, I'm going to ask the people at home and you guys here, 1-800-449-8686, where do we draw the line at commercialism? I believe this is commercialism, Ted.
Well, you're right, it is not commercial. I'm Ted Bell. It's not commercialism, Phil, when a man who has built a restaurant in a community decides to do something for that community. What are they going to do for me? That's what I'm asking.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, look what I am giving to America. I'm giving them the surf and turf, the Sonoma Cabaret. I'm giving them the baked potato tree. I'm also giving them the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. And all I ask, and all, frankly, Phil, I'm not asking, I'm demanding it. Otherwise, there's no free meals at Ted's of Beverly Hills. My name goes on that World Trade Center memorial. I'll be the first restaurateur who did it. I'm the first one who's got the guts to ask for it. And I'm a little offended at you saying that this is commercialism.
When you put the reservation line on there, don't you think that is?
No, I do not. It's tasteful. It's a very tasteful phone number.
What do you mean it's a tasteful phone number? 251-3189.
Thank you. That's the number.
Well, look, I'm not trying to plug your restaurant, and I'm not trying to say you're a bad guy. I'm simply saying, look, what I'm going to have to do here is take a phone call, ask for people's opinion about this. The number is 1-800-449-8686. Let me go here to Wanda. Wanda, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Bell, I am appalled at you. I think it's terrible that you think you need to advertise in Los Angeles, in New York, for your restaurant in Los Angeles. There's not going to be anybody in Los Angeles who has a gift certificate for New York.
Ma'am, there are people who come into Los Angeles every day. There are people who travel to Los Angeles from New York City and all points around the world. And they come for one reason, to see L.A., and another reason to come to Ted's of Beverly Hills, a great steakhouse. Do you have a gift certificate, ma'am?
No, I don't have a gift certificate. And I live in California, and I've never even been to your restaurant. And you think, you have this pompous attitude, like everybody in New York wants to come to Beverly Hills to your restaurant. And for you to want to put your birth date on the World Trade Center Memorial is disgusting.
Why is that disgusting? Wait a second.
Because you're not a victim. You're not a victim.
I am a victim because I'm being victimized by giving away a free dinner because of the World Trade. Now, hear me out, please. Because I'm giving away a free dinner, in a way, I am being victimized by what happened to the Windows of the World.
If you're victimized, if you're a victim, putting it on yourself. So are you going to, go crush your wrist and then say, oh, I'm a victim for me?
Have you ever tasted one of my steaks? Have you been to Ted's of Beverly Hills? They're to die for?
Well, then why don't you send me a gift certificate and maybe I'll be the judge of that.
All right, I'd be very happy to do that, but you have to have a Windows of the World gift certificate. If you go to New York and look around Ground Zero in the dirt,
come on, will you?
I think you're a very sick man, and I think it's very pompous of you to want to put anything regarding you in the World Trade Center Memorial. And quite honestly, I hope you go out of business.
You know something? I came on this program to do something good for the people of this country, and I'm being insulted by you, and I think you really need to go home, take a good look at yourself in the mirror, and say, Wanda, why am I not letting Ted Bell have his name on that World Trade Center Memorial with a very tasteful phone number?
Well, first
with
of
a tasteful
all,
phone, all right.
You okay. Say, I'm Ted Bell every 5 minutes.
I am Ted Bell.
Who the hell is Ted Bell, okay? Like, you're nobody to anybody in New York.
You may be somebody
to your little clan in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
But I think you need to leave those poor people of New York alone. How dare you? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Mr.
Ted's
Bell.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills with that Winners in the World gift certificate. Get the surf and turf. Get the Sonoma Cabernet. You're going to get that baked potato tree. You're going to get that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. It is fantastic. It's to die for. Ted's of Beverly Hills.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right. Ted Bell from... One of the things that I find, I'm having a hard time with, and people can help me with here, I understand he wants to do a good thing for the Windows in the World, was a fantastic restaurant, and to honor that gift certificate, but he would be the first person to have his name on the World Trade Center Memorial who is alive and who is, I believe, advertising. By putting the reservation line, I think he's advertising, and I think that it hurts me. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Is that commercialism, or is he doing something nice for the World Trade Center Memorial? This is The Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on back.
In appreciation for all of the people at 9/11, come in with a Windows on the World gift certificate, and I'll honor you with a free meal. I'd like my name on the World Trade Center Memorial, though.
Here at Ted's, do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
We are live at the Raw at the Luxor in Las Vegas, sponsored by Rock Honda. And we are absolutely thrilled to be here. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is with us. But we are having a little bit of a problem dealing with the idea that, Mr. Bell, you are honoring Windows on the World gift certificates, but you want your name on the World Trade Center Memorial.
I know.
Well, it is a big deal, sir. You want your phone number on there?
Bill, people gave blood. People gave of their time. People gave food. People were handing out soft drinks and water to the firefighters. I'm Ted Bell. I'm giving my name. I'm putting it on the world. I'm giving two things. I'm giving the Sonoma Cabernet with the...
Yeah, I know, the surf and turf.
All right, and I'm giving my name to the World Trade Center Memorial. I don't see what's wrong with it, and I do what I know how to do best, which is to give a great meal and a good time at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to take a phone call here. This is Pat. Hello, Pat. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Hi.
Hi.
Mr. Bell.
Yes, ma'am.
I have listened to Phil Henry for a long, long, long time, and of course you're on there so much, and you are without a doubt the most obnoxious, conceited individual that ever lived to think that your name should be on that memorial plaque regardless of what you are going to give out. You, all, anybody's, you, all you know how to say is, I'm Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell. Well, to hell with Ted Bell. You should not be on that memorial plaque.
All right, listen, Pat.
Nothing that you have or have ever done that is a memorial.
Hold on for a minute. Pat, can you hold on?
Somebody ought to take you and absolutely bust
Pat, hold on. Chris, tell her to hold on.
Listen to that old bag. She's trying to...
Now, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He made a very nice offer. Anybody holding a Windows on the World gift certificate, that was the beautiful restaurant in the World Trade Center that was destroyed along with everything else, he would honor it. But, Ted, this is the problem. The proviso is you want your name on the World Trade Center Memorial.
I think, Phil, the World Trade Center Memorial is going to be very flat. It'll just have name after name after name. And if you could just see name after name, and then all of a sudden you see the steerhead, Ted's of Beverly Hills, you know, it brightens things up. People are going to be so depressed looking at that memorial, and then when they see our steakhouse logo, they'll think, you know something, there are some things worth living for. Let me tell you something, Ted's of Beverly Hills steak is worth living for.
All right, now Pat was hanging on. Pat, are you there, dear?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. We had to cut you off there.
Oh, that's all right.
All right.
Ted, I swear to goodness, I have, in all my life, I'm 81 years old, I have never heard of a more conceited, obnoxious individual in my whole life, and you have got your damn nerve thinking that your name should go up there and memorialized with all of those people that were killed. To heck with your
Ted Bells.
Wait a second.
The heck
I want to
with your Ted Bells of Beverly Hills. I hope it sinks into the ground.
I want to do something
you're
nice
an
for people
obnoxious,
and you don't care.
You are an obnoxious, conceited so-and-so. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I don't want
to
even...
86.
Don't you say one word to me, you obnoxious, conceited so-and-so.
Hey, Pat, I want to ask you a question.
Take you out and absolutely beat your head to a pulp.
Pat, I want to ask you a question.
So-and-so.
Don't you think he's
you're
doing something nice?
So-and-so.
Hey, Pat, it's Phil Henry. Don't you think he's doing something nice by giving people the free meal?
Yeah.
That's all right, but he has no right to think that he should be put on that plaque with all of those names of people that are being memorialized.
What about
that
my phone
is
number?
A conceited,
conceited, what about the phone
number? So conceited. All he thinks, all he has to do is mention his name, and everybody, oh,
it's
Ted Bell.
All right, Pat, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Ted Bell. I don't think you're going to get your name up in that memorial.
No, so what I'm asking people to do is to write Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York, get my name on that memorial because I'm giving them the surf and turf. I'm giving them the baked potato tree.
I heard all about the baked potato tree and the Sonoma Cabernet and everything else. Do you really think it's worth having your name on that memorial?
Yes, to break up the monotony of name after name after name. And I said, oh, yeah, Ted's Beverly Hills. That's something. After we leave the memorial, let's go get something to eat. And
Yeah, that's what we're going to want to do. Here is...
I did not anticipate being brutalized on your program like this.
Debbie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I'm from Virginia, and I think
it's
very conceited what you're doing, and I thought it was nice of you.
Do you know what, Ted Bell?
I don't care who you are. It's very conceited what you're doing. You think you're just almighty God, but you're not.
Ma'am, first of all, I'm giving people the baked potato tree.
It doesn't matter about no baked potato tree. Them victims are gone. I mean,
yes,
these poor people are suffering.
But you know who's still here? You are, Debbie, and I'm still here. How about for a good time, call Ted at 213-251-3189. Would that be all right?
No, I don't want nothing from you. I think you should just leave this alone because you're just thinking about yourself.
All right, Debbie, because you're in Virginia, you've never heard of Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell.
I don't care.
You don't care.
I want you to understand that there's people are suffering out here.
Yes, there were people suffering, Ted.
We do not want your name up on there. You did not die in this accident.
Are you giving away free steaks? Are you giving away a Cabernet? No. Are you giving away a baked potato? No. Are you giving away surf and turf? No. Are you giving away... So you're not doing anything, Debbie.
I'm not doing
everything. And all I ask is my name on the memorial...
That's not right.
With the reservation line.
You did not die on this thing.
And the daily specials, too.
What do you mean the daily specials, man?
No. What did you do for 9/11, Debbie?
I helped in giving.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, look.
I couldn't do much because I live down here.
Ted, I don't think that your name on the memorial is one thing. Putting the daily specials up there is an absolute mockery.
I am not trying to mock anybody. I want people, if they're going to be bummed out seeing the thing, they want to go and have a steak.
All right, Debbie, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to people about the appropriateness of having commercial advertising on the World Trade Center Memorial.
Wait a minute. It is not commercial advertising.
What do you call it when you put your phone number there and the daily specials?
It is called helping people get over a very bad thing. I'm Ted Bell. I'm not commercial. I'm Ted Bell. I'm one of the top guys in the restaurant business in the country. I don't commercialize anything, Phil. I simply put my phone number out there and say, oh, and would you like a steak? Here's a phone. I don't know where it's from, but maybe they've got a steak there.
Maybe they got a steak there. You got your freaking name all over the thing. Let's go over here to Yvette. Yvette, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I think that this, what is his name, Ted Bundy?
My name is, that's very funny. Why do you call me Ted Bundy?
If you would give me the opportunity to tell you that I think that what you are asking for is ludicrous. If any names should be there are those who lost their lives due to this tragedy. they were going to add any names to that memorial, it'll be people who gave their lives, like in Vietnam, who have done something, not somebody who's going to give a piece of steak or a piece of lobster or some cheap-ass wine from Sonoma County.
Cheap-ass wine, huh? This is a $50 bottle of wine.
That's the lives of that people. It could be a million-dollar...
That's right, Yvette. No.
It's not worth putting your name on a place that is going to be a sacred memorial for people.
Let me ask you a question. Then why is it I have approached the Vietnam Veterans of America and they are open to the idea that I get my name on the Vietnam Memorial as well? Now, why
you
would
realize
I...
that the Vietnam Veterans
suffer
from emotional stress, emotional things that they've gone through, and you're going to go and ask them.
You know what helps post-traumatic stress syndrome is a good bottle of wine and a steak for kids in Beverly Hills.
The size of your brain is probably the size of a peanut. I don't know who the hell's been lying to you, sir, but let me tell you something. If they were to put your name on that memorial, I would personally blow it up.
Okay, so that's a terrorist threat. That's a terrorist threat for you.
No, wait a minute.
You're an opportunist. You're an opportunist. If you want to advertise, go into the Yellow Pages.
And Yvette, I want to ask you something, because, Ted, we got the facts from your company today. And I think it's presumptuous to think that when you die, you should be buried at Arlington National Cemetery next to John Kennedy.
All right, sir.
What, I mean, Yvette, and you're a reasonable woman. This guy's
sir.
A big businessman, okay? But should he be buried next to Kennedy?
No. No, he should be buried next to Kennedy.
Yeah, you did the Ted Bundy line already, and it was nice when we first heard it, but you keep going back to that, all right?
Yes.
And then let me tell you something.
Because it's an insult what you're asking for, and I don't know how you can sleep at night to have a thought.
Who else is honoring the Windows on the World gift certificates but me?
I think money has distorted your mind. Money doesn't get you anywhere, because when you die, you don't take it with you.
You know something? All you're giving the country right now is a big gas bag, okay? I've given this country great steaks for 26 years. What have you done for the United States?
Well,
besides give them a heart attack.
The United States, I've given my decent life, my trust. I've given my decent contribution to
it. How many husbands have you given a heart attack to?
All right, listen, Yvette, I think you're speaking for all of us.
I'm sorry?
I think you're speaking for all of us.
I think there's nothing to you out of this.
Well, I think you are, Yvette, and...
And I thank you very much for allowing me this opportunity.
Yvette, if you would just come to my restaurant, I tell you what, the Ted is on the house. That's a rum and coke, the Ted, which I invented. It's on the house.
All right, Yvette.
What did he say?
He said he's going to give you a free drink on the house if you go to the restaurant.
No, thank you.
Sounds like he's talking over.
No, yeah, thank you. He can give that.
No, thank you.
Yeah. All right, Yvette. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
1-800. See, people are very emotional about this, Ted.
Because they don't understand, because you're not giving me an opportunity to explain that Ted's of Beverly Hills, one of the premier steakhouses in America, would like to have a very simple, tasteful plaque on the World Trade Center Memorial that simply says, howdy from Ted's, my name, my date of birth, my date of death, our reservation line, very tastefully lay out the daily specials, and they have a nice, very tasteful children's menu there.
Will you come on? The children's menu.
You know something, Phil? And I can hear all of the people laughing. You know what I think is a disgrace? That you would be in a bar talking about this while Ted Bell is at home, and I'm trying to make some money for the wonderful people.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Amber. Hi, Amber. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Yes, Mr. Bell, good afternoon. Welcome. Let me tell you one thing, sir. I think you need to get on your hands and knees and repent to God Almighty for the innocent blood that was blowed up. Pregnant women's lives were ripped out of their lives. People were married, did not get married because they were dead, dead, dead. And you're acting like it's Saturday Night Live, Entertainment Tonight. This was a very serious terrorist act. Innocent blood. Do you think, you know what? Do you know what? I know where I'm going. You know what's going to happen? You're going to be left behind, and you've got to deal with God Almighty for the sin you're making and the mockery you're making out of America. Because the rebel flag, the United States, America, we all will band together and laugh at you when we're up in heaven and you're down here in hell. And you have a blessed night, brother.
Ted Bell will be up in heaven with Ted's of Beverly Hills right up there, and Jesus Christ himself will be up there every Friday night.
So
Okay.
Just talk about my father. That's my father. His
That's right.
blood was shed for me.
That's right,
Amber.
That's right, Amber. He's mocking.
You said I wasn't
going to
be in heaven. I'm going to tell you, Ted's in Beverly Hills will be in heaven, and St. Peter will have his ass on a bar stool there on Saturday night.
Don't you talk about my God. Don't you blaspheme him. I'm sick of people like you, you evil
That's
dogs.
Right. Evil dog is what you are, Ted, and by suggesting these things, what you have done is you have disgraced so many people who have tried to do so many good things.
I've disgraced it.
Yes,
I'm
you have.
I'm
offering
a my wife cocktail waitresses every Friday night, and she's got a pair of legs on her like you wouldn't believe
what?
Ever.
I don't care, because I know where I am, and I know who I am, and I ain't got to flaunt it.
What did Jesus ever do for you besides,
Oh, man. Man.
Man. For people like you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is
and
a man who is...
Free, my father, because you will say, because why don't you do that? Why don't you do the man that sits on the throne of God?
Can I ask you something, Amber? If I go out back right now, and if I nail myself to a tree, will you like me better? Oh, my God, I can't...
You know what, Amber, I think what we're dealing with here is a situation where you don't understand it's commercialism, Ted, but you are...
Look, Jesus smacked you against the ugly tree. That's what he did for you. What I'm doing for the world is I'm giving him a great steak at a great price. Have you got a...
I pity you. Because you're pathetic. You are broke, you're poor, and you're hungry, and you don't know what you want.
Jesus went into a hotel with three nails and said,
I know, can you put me up for the night? You know something? You and your freaking jokes. Amber, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a good night, sir.
Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to talk here to Craig. Craig, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Yeah, Ted, I think that you're making a total mockery of this situation. And I think that you're missing the,
sir,
you know,
I'm
this is a memorial for people who died as a result of this tragedy.
I understand that. Have you ever had a steak at Ted's of Beverly Hills? You think you died and went to heaven. You'll want your name on that memorial when you have one of our steaks. All right? Have you ever had a good, thick piece of juicy meat in your mouth? Let me tell you what. At Ted's of Beverly Hills, you can have that and more. And the Cabernet Sauvignon. That's what I'm trying
to
say.
Nobody cares about that, Ted. That's not what this memorial plaque is for.
Well, then what are all those people who have the Windows in the World gift certificates going to do? You think they're going to honor them at Bennigan's? You think you can walk into Denny's and say, hey,
let me have a people who have the certificates are worried about getting to use them. Ted, I think you're trying to make something out of something that doesn't exist.
You know something? If you had one, you'd be worried about it.
No, I don't think so.
All right,
I definitely wouldn't use it if I thought the only way I could use it was to put your name on the plaque.
Well, I'll tell you what.
For that reason alone, I wouldn't use this certificate.
All right, then you know what, Phil? I've taken enough abuse. That's it. No free meals. Forget it.
What? I'm kind of glad you took the free meals off the table.
Yeah,
we don't want them.
Okay,
the American public doesn't want your free meals.
Yeah, the hell with you. And you won't get the surf and turf.
And the baked potato pan, the Cabernet Sauvignon.
We don't care about your free meals. Take your free meal back to California. Land of fruits and nuts.
I'm not giving away, babe. Sir, I'm sure the only beef you've ever came from a box of Hamburger Helper, so stick with something you understand.
Dad, you're a nutcase.
Let me read that again. I'm sure the only hamburger,
the only beef you've had came from a box of Hamburger Helper, so stick with something you understand.
Yeah, okay, that was great. Thanks, Ted.
Well, how about it?
All right, here it is, you idiot. Okay, I've been privy to a lot of idiotic ideas in my life, and I hope that the World Trade Center Memorial is just exactly what that is for the people who, the heroes among us, and we don't need to see Ted's children's menu on it. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show. We're very proud to be broadcasting tonight live from the Raw Nightclub at the Luxor in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sponsored by Rock Honda. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show, live at the Raw Nightclub at the Luxor in Las Vegas. We're sponsored by Rock Honda. Rock Honda. I got I got a lot of cars from Rock Honda. Is John here tonight? John? John Gritter? John's our good buddy from Rock Honda. They have been terrific. That's not John. Can you hear me? This is like a bad cell phone conversation.
Can you hear me?
And for those of you who are at home, obviously, this is a crowd of people I've never met before. They were in my hotel room, and to get them out of there, I brought them down here. Now, these are our listeners who paid $348 to come and visit us, and we're having such a nice time. There's food, there's drink, there's Ted Bell and Steve Bozell. Bobby Dooley will be coming up next hour. She is always a... And we're live all across the United States here tonight talking about, well, what is this, a special occasion or anything? I had my birthday on September the 1st. I guess this is like my birthday. You guys are sharing my birthday party now with me right now, so I appreciate you guys being here with me. And don't forget, philhenryshow.com. You can go. You can get a backstage pass. You can listen to all of our audio. What you should do is go and get a backstage pass and listen to yourselves again on the playback on our website, which is in our audio archives. I don't know how much of this stuff we're going to want to archive, although the guy that went, I got a lot of gas and the Arabs are following me around. So we'll put that on our website, sir. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'd like to say hello to my wife, Maria, and the kids. Honey, I'm sorry you're not here. I really wish you were here. I know you're at home and you're not answering the phone because you're mad at me. So we'll be back next hour with more on the Phil Henry Show, live at the Luxor in Las Vegas, sponsored by Rock Honda. We're at the Raw Nightclub.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
We are live at the Luxor in Las Vegas in the Raw Nightclub. Our broadcast here on the Phil Henry Show, sponsored by Rock Honda. We are talking a little bit here about what parents can do to be closer to their children. The president of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization is on the line with us, Bobby Dooley from Western Estates, California. Bobby, thank you.
So first of all, I want to say hello to everybody in Las Vegas. Steve and I really enjoyed going to the Luxor. So I think really one of the interesting things about being a parent is being very with it and very young and really tuned into what your children like. And it's with that reason, Phil, that I wanted to talk on your program tonight. Steve and I, and Steve's here.
Hi, Bill.
How you doing, Steve? It's good to talk to you.
I wanted to say that Steve and I communicate with our kids. We're very young. We're very with it. We think young. We're very now. And that's why we're taking the boys this winter, as we have last winter, and the winter before that. We're getting ready for the snow. But we do something different, Phil, and I wanted to turn a lot of the parents on to what we do with our boys, and it's something maybe you haven't heard about. But it's very, very now, and all the kids are doing it. Very few adults. In fact, Steve and I may be the only ones in Western Estates. We go snowboarding. And the reason why we go snowboarding, Phil, is because we're very with it, and our kids like it.
Well, snowboarding is a sport that is favored by a lot of kids, and I know that it's now an Olympic sport, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's an Olympic sport, and the young people do it, though. And that's very important to remember, because for Steve and I,
we're really young, and we think and we're with it.
We are.
We're with it.
So we're very young, and one of the things, let me tell you something, Phil.
What about skiing? Do you guys like to ski?
Phil, skiing is so 5 minutes ago. It is so last century. It really is. It really is. Skiing is very, very 5 minutes ago, 20th century. Nobody I know skis. No one that I would associate with skis, because if you really want to be close to your children, and I don't know how many people do. I really, really don't. I think that they would snowboard, and I can tell you, Phil, it's going to be so much fun because...
Well, when you snowboard, is that not a dangerous sport?
You know something, Phil, it can be if you don't know what you're doing, but Steve and I snowboard with the boys. We get out on the slopes, and I'll tell you something, you really have to be a little aggressive. There are a lot of skiers where we go. And
where do you guys go?
We go to Tahoe, we go to Yosemite, we do Mammoth, we do Snow Summit, we do Bear Valley, and that is, for us, the way we share with our kids. And the reason why I'm on is a word of warning. You people that ski, you really better be off the slopes by 10 o'clock, because...
Now, this is something that happened to you guys last winter, I know. You got tangled up with some skiers?
No, it really wasn't anything, Phil. What happened was this. We got out around 10 or 11 because, as snowboarders, we love to party. We stay up late.
We really got a hangover sometimes.
I know. We do because we like to hang with the kids, and they like to drink, and we have beer, and we have things like that. What happened was this, Phil. I was going up the lift with my snowboard, and I knew right away that the woman next to me I would have nothing in common with because she had on skis. Okay?
All right.
And I finally said to her, okay, look, this is how it's going to be. When I jump off of the chair thing that takes you up there, you know, Phil?
Like the lift?
Yeah, it's the chair thing that takes you up. When I jump off... And I said to this old woman, she was an elderly woman in her 50s or early 60s, I said, get out of my way. I want you to jump off behind me, okay? Now listen to this, Phil, because it's important for everyone that skis to understand. I said, get out of my way because I really like to carve it. Now, I know you don't...
They're carving it, yeah, that's what I do.
We carve it.
Carving it...
Carving is when you go down the hill on the snowboard. So, here's what happened, and it was kind of...
It was really funny, Phil, you got to hear this.
Okay, hold on.
Because I really like to shred. I shred powder, and I jumped off. Well, she didn't pay attention to me. She jumped off the lift thing, went down in front of me. I went, oh, my God, she's actually going in front of me, and I'm on a snowboard. I'm a snowboarder. So here's what I did. I had a little bit of fun. All right, Steve?
Where did you hear this, Bill?
I went down behind her on my snowboard, and I just knocked the back of her boot with the back end of my snowboard. Oh, my God. She went over, head over heels. She went down the slope towards some trees, went right down into a drift. It was a scream. And I just said to myself...
All right, but the problem is this woman was injured, wasn't she?
You know, somebody said something about she had some torn ligaments. What happened was this. She went out of bounds. Now, out of bounds is where you go when you're not on the run. Okay?
All right, I can figure that out.
All right. So I see her roll out of bounds. It took them 45 minutes to find her. I mean...
it was so funny.
It was really a scream. It was really a scream. What I'm saying is this, Phil, and I'm saying this to all the parents. If you want to be with it now and really be in with what the young people are doing, snowboarding is really where it's at and what young people are doing. And I've told this to the women at the Parent Teacher Organization and all of my friends, and a lot of them are afraid of snowboarding because it's so now and it's so fast.
Can I get back to the lady that you hit? Because I know there's a lawsuit involved.
Well, that's something that we're going to have to deal with this, but she really doesn't have a case. And
why wouldn't she have a case? You say that you intentionally hit her with your snowboard, right?
Well, yes, I did, but she knew that I was going to carve. She knew that I was going to just really shred some powder. She knew that I was... I own the slope. I'm one with the slope. Okay?
So you got to understand, Mr. Henry, when you snowboard, you're one with the slope and you shred.
All right, I understand that, but does that give you the right to hit some woman from behind?
Yes, I'll tell you why. Snowboarders are... We're going out. It's bonsai. It's bonsai. Okay? You get in my way... And things happen. And I warned her. I said, here's how it's going to be. I get off the lift thing first, and then you next. And then she never did what I said, as if she was ignoring me.
All right. I want to give our number out here, 1-800-449-8686, Bobby, because there is a lawsuit involved here. And I know you enjoy snowboarding.
But let's not lose sight, Phil. I snowboard because I'm a parent that's with it. and I really do what my kids like to do.
I know, but we got to talk about this lawsuit. The lady that you hit, her name is Martha Hendricks of San Francisco. Apparently, she's deaf. All right, were you aware of that?
Well, okay, I did not know that. I don't know.
Well, if you were talking to her and telling her to get out of the way...
So it really doesn't matter, because when you see a snowboard, if you're a skier, you get out of the way.
What's that, Steve?
I say, when you're a snowboarder, you get your ass out of the way.
Right, and that's really what you have to do. Okay, so...
I got a fax, Bobby.
Yes.
I got a fax about this. The woman is Marcia Hendricks of San Francisco. In addition to her injuries, which was a, she had a broken clavicle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, doesn't that bother you?
It does bother me because I don't think elderly people should be out skiing. I think that skiers need to know to get out of our way.
Well, forget about that. She's also deaf. She couldn't hear what you were saying. And she had on, and as all deaf skiers are supposed to wear, a sign that said, I'm deaf.
No, I thought that that was...
We thought it was one of the styling shirts he had.
I thought that was some shirt that she bought in a snow shop.
If it says I'm a deaf skier, what do you think it means?
I thought it was something that the kids like to wear. See, these old people... I thought deaf meant cool. If you know about youth culture, as Steve and I do, because we're very with it, deaf means cool. That's a deaf jam. That's a deaf, you see? And so I really, really thought that that was it.
Bobby, come on.
No, honest to God. And I'll tell you something else, Phil. For this woman to file a lawsuit, who shouldn't have been going out in front of a snowboarder, for this woman, who was too old to be on skis...
You said she was 55.
I think that's a little over the hill.
Well, for coming from a 50-year-old man, I think that you're wrong.
Well, Phil, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry you're old. I'm sorry your youth is behind you. But I am trying desperately to say to my boys, I am with it. And kids always say, damn, your clothes are deaf. And so that's really what was happening.
It was a misunderstanding, Miss Henry, and she doesn't have a chance about it.
It really was a misunderstanding, and my husband believes it was a misunderstanding. But really...
All right, snowboarding, Bobby, is a very dangerous sport. I'm glad that you are... You keep saying you're with it, and you're now...
Well, a lot of adults are jealous of me and Steve. And some of your listeners who are parents, I'd like to say this, and I don't mean to be rude, but you better listen up and listen good. Get involved with your kids. Quit sitting on your big rear ends. Learn how to snowboard. And if you don't, if you insist on skiing, what do we say, Steve?
Get out of our way.
Get out of our way. Get out of our way.
Don't you think that's a little unneighborly?
I board because I love my kids. I snowboard because I love my kids. And that's really all there is to it.
Well, you've got a lawsuit that you guys are going to have to handle.
My attorney's going to handle it. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, we've got a very good attorney. He's a Jewish fellow from West L.A., and he's going to be tremendous for us.
All right, hold on, because I do want to talk a little bit about snowboarders. That's fine. Skiers, that's fine. Here's a woman who insists that she's with it, and she wants to be hip like her kids, and she's basically telling parents, get up off your fat rear end and go out and snowboard with your kids. Are you saying if you don't snowboard with your kids that you don't know your kids?
Basically, yes, Phil. If you don't snowboard with your kids... You know nothing of the now youth culture, which Steve and I are so intimately involved with.
Get off your fat ass, learn how to board.
Right.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. What we're dealing with here, though, folks, is the fact that this is a woman who snowboards and purposefully knocked a woman off of her skis, breaking a clavicle. The woman was deaf. And Ms. Dooley thinks that it is very funny because skiers better get out of the way of snowboarders. And she's a snowboarder simply because she's young and she wants to be with it with her kids. I got a problem with parents that are always trying to be hip. Just be who you are. Maybe your kids will love you. I don't know. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Do you think that snowboarders, especially a woman trying to be with her kids, should have the full run of the slopes after 10 a.m.? Do you think that skiers should just better get with it and get off their skis and board? 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show live at the Luxor in Las Vegas, sponsored by Rock Honda at the Raw.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We're broadcasting live at the Raw Nightclub at the Luxor in Las Vegas, sponsored by Rock Honda. I'm on the line with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby, you were involved in an accident last year. You're a snowboarder, and I understand that. You ran over an elderly woman who was on skis because you say that she's not with it, or...
Skiers, Phil, are not with... Let me tell you something, how close we are to our boys. Phil, I love my son so much, and I'm so now, and I feel so young. I have done ecstasy with them. I have introduced them to what homosexuality could be by...
Wait a minute.
No. Janice Greeley and I kissed. She's our next-door neighbor. And I did. I gave her a full-mouth kiss. And I said to the boys, look, this is what homosexuality can be. In case the boys want to go that way, I don't know. But I will tell you this much. I really believe that parents who won't take that extra step... Yes, do drugs with your children. Talk to them about sex and the fun that you've had, even if it's gay. All of these things, and of course, knocking over that old lady. She was in my way. She's a skier, and...
The woman broke a clavicle, and kissing in front of your kids, and doing ecstasy?
Yes, because we're now. We're very now, we're very with it. I don't know if you understand that. I don't know how many parents understand that. Steve and I do.
All right, 1-800...
Oh, Phil, don't give the long pause like you're so disappointed.
Well, I mean, it just, you know, it bothers me that you would do drugs with your kids, okay?
It's X, Phil. We do it at raves, all right?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Edwina, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hello, Phil Hendry.
Yes, good, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes.
Hello, Edwina?
Well, I don't know what she said, but I think it was very rude. And
well, she didn't say a damn thing. Edwina, are you there? All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Bobby and Steve. Well, she's gone now, man. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley here about, and Steve, you're there?
I'm here, Mr. Dooley. Another thing you understand, if my attorney says we got a case against her, but that lady was wrong in what she did.
What? How could the woman be wrong?
I told that woman when I jumped off the lift, get out of my way, I shred.
I heard about you saying that you shred, but to run the woman over like you did, break her clavicle...
Well, this is all for our boys, and it is all so we can be close to them. And she sued. That's wrong. You don't sue, Phil. You get out of the way of a snowboarder.
Can I talk to you guys about doing ecstasy with your kids?
Certainly, what?
Don't you think that sends a wrong message to these kids, that you were trying to impress them with homosexuality by kissing Janice Greeley, that you you go to raves with them, that you dress the way that you dress?
So I wear DKNY, I wear Quicksilver, I wear FUBU, I wear a lot of different things. We want the boys to be prepared for the world. And the one thing...
I want the phone. I want you to know something, Mr. Henry. My boys don't back down for anybody. And when we go out on the slopes and we snowboard, if somebody gets in our way, we'll go right over top of them.
That's right. We will, Phil. Because all I do is I say, get out of my way.
The woman was deaf.
It doesn't matter. When she sees a snowboard, get out of the way.
All right, we got a lot of different things going on here. We're talking about parents that snowboard with their kids and roll over skiers. We're talking about you doing ecstasy with your kids.
Steve and I walk around a lot of the time still with no clothes on, so the boys can see not only what they will look like when they get older, but what they're going to get when they get older. Isn't that wonderful?
The one of my wife was on X while snowboarding. I don't know.
Your wife was on X while snowboarding. What about it?
People go out there drinking. People go out there after a wine cooler, a very light wine cooler. Why can't I? See, that's what I'm saying, Phil. It's for the boys.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley about their snowboarding exploits. You guys do not ski.
No, we do not ski. agree, Phil. And again, word to the wise, to all you skiers out there, get out of our way. To all of you parents out there, do X with your kids. Smoke marijuana with your kids. Show them what it is to be a full man and a full woman, not afraid of who you are.
So when you walk around nude in front of the kids,
it's to show the boys what they'll look like.
And what they're going to get.
Yes, because I'm very pert, I'm very firm, and...
And we shred.
And we shred. Really, Phil, the message is this. We're snowboarders and we're on X, so get out of the way.
Unfreaking believable. 1-800-449-8686. The number here on the Phil Hendry Show is Bobby and Steve Dooley, who are out on the slopes doing X and snowboarding because to them the most important thing is being with their kids, and they're so young and they're so with it that they walk around naked in front of their kids and show them what homosexuality will be like by lip-locking their neighbors. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back at the Raw Nightclub at the Luxor in Las Vegas, sponsored by Rock Honda, in just a moment.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Live at the Raw at the Luxor in Las Vegas, sponsored by Rock Hot. It's the Phil Hendry Show. With me is Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. They are president of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. We're talking about how to be young for your kids.
You know, Phil, it's not that we're trying to be young. It's that we are. But we relate to our children. We do a lot of these things that young kids do. You know what we did? Tell them about the time, please. We went out one night and we smashed mailboxes with them with a baseball bat because that's what kids do. And if you can go...
You went out and smashed mailboxes?
Yes. Yes, we did. Because, you know something, Phil? Love knows no limits. I'll do anything for my boys.
What about the time we egged the principal's house, too?
Yeah, but isn't that destructive?
No, it's not really, Phil. Because what you're doing, first of all, the principal didn't know that we egged his house. It was fun. It was a way that we could join with the kids and do the things that they do. That's why we snowboard, and that's why the kids know that we're with it.
All right, let me go over here to Nick here on the Phil Hendry Show. Nick, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling to comment, actually, on the whole snowboarding and hitting the skier. I mean, what's going on with that? The mountain is there for everybody. It's not just there for skiers. It's not just there for snowboarders. It's for everybody. There's no reason you have to go out there and commit violence in front of your children to show them what your love is, you know.
Well, are you a parent?
No, I'm not a parent, but my mother skis and I snowboard, and I go with her. I go skiing with her, and she goes snowboarding with me. It's not...
Well, you know that snowboarders are very with it. We're very now people, and skiers are not... people that we want to see on the slope.
If we're mellow people, why are you going trying to hit other skiers on the slope? I mean, there's no reason to be aggressive.
No, Nick, I told her to get out of the way. I told her that I shred. I told her I was going to carve the hill, and she jumps right out in front of me.
How old was she? And do you think she was, you know, the best skier in the world? Just because you yell, oh, I shred. You know, you yell that you shred, that's not going to be able to get her to move out of the way. She was probably a novice skier, and in which case, it's your fault. You're supposed to watch out for the people.
Then she needs to go on the bunny slope. But, you know, she needs to stay on the bunny slope. Getting in front of me when I'm snowboarding, you are asking to have, excuse my language, but you are asking to have a new asshole ripped for you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
If you're such a shredding snowboarder, how could you not avoid hitting her?
I did it on purpose. Weren't you listening?
Yeah, and that's why you're going to get sued. You did it on purpose.
Now, what if somebody else's kids saw you on a snowboard and just decided to take her out?
Well, you know something, Nick? I'm too good. And if they want to take this good booty down, they can try to catch me.
You're not that good. You know, the thing is, if you were good, then you know that snowboarders are not there to take out other people. This isn't some video game on PlayStation.
No, who are you, Richie Cunningham or Pope John Paul? Who am I speaking with?
No, I'm just someone who goes out to the slopes to enjoy the snow and enjoy snowboarding.
I'm going to ask you something, Nick. As a snowboarder, you don't have a problem with skiers, do you?
Absolutely not. I move out of their way. They move out of my way. There is no reason to go.
Well, then you don't really know that snowboarders, I'm with it. I'm very young.
You're very young. You're not nearly as young as I am if you have children, ma'am. I'm younger than you, and I think that I don't go looking for hitting skiers, and I'm younger than you. What does being young have anything to do with it?
Because I snowboard, and we do things. Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Have you ever done ecstasy with your parents?
No, I have not. I've never done ecstasy with my parents.
Okay, see?
Well, what is that supposed to mean, see?
Exactly.
He never did ecstasy with his parents. Okay, he never went out and smashed mailboxes at night.
Well, Nick, do you have a good relationship with your parents? Because kids will be kids, and if we want to spend time with them, we have to do the things that they like.
You say kids will be kids. Why would you let the kids be kids and let yourself be an adult and act your age?
I'm very with it, Steve, aren't I?
We're with it.
We're very with it.
Have you ever had sex in the same room with your mother and father? All right.
Wait. Are you guys countenancing, whatever the word is, countenancing, whatever that...
Countenancing?
Yeah. Are you guys suggesting that kids should have sex in the same room with their parents?
I would rather they do that.
Rather than do that than what?
Than go out and have it in a parked car with some gonorrhea-ridden sailor, or, you know, I just want to be with it.
All right, Nick, thank you for your call. What, are you crying now?
Yes.
Ernie, if I could just suggest, some of the things we do with our kids that I think are very important for parents to do, we drove by a police car the other day. I was with my son, Seth. Dylan, are you all right, buddy?
All right.
I drove by a police car with my son, Dylan, Seth, and Justin, and we flipped off a cop because it's fun.
You flip off a cop. You know what happens when you flip off a cop? They follow you, they run your plates, and they try to get you for something.
No, but the thing is, that's what being young and with it's about. And on Seth's 15th birthday...
I want to tell this story. This is a great story, Bill. On Seth's 15th birthday, Steve went out and jacked the car with him. Isn't that wonderful? It's just... Isn't that... No, seriously.
You stole a car.
What we do is
they went out joyriding, and they returned it an hour later. But I think that's the kind of thing...
That's against the law, taking drugs. It's against...
Oh, Phil, can we get the law out of it right now? I think that's what ruins parents and their relationship to their children. Law this, law that, law, 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 law. What about being parents in love with their kids?
I had a prostitute give me oral sex in front of my kids.
Wait a second, man!
No, but you know, I had no problem with that, Phil. I had no problem, because the boys have to learn...
This is your husband. He picks up a prostitute. He brings her home. She gives him oral sex in front of your kids?
Yes, because the boys will never know, really, what's out there in the world. And we want them to know what's out there in the world. I went out and picked up a guy and brought him home...
Oh, Jesus. All right. I can tell you something right now,
Too.
All right, I can tell you something right now. As parents, you are leading your kids down a road of destruction. As snowboarders, you're going to kill somebody. You understand that? And as members of the parent-teacher organization, where this is a this is an organization where you're supposed to be overseeing the tuition of kids, it's outrageous, isn't it?
She asked my son if he wanted a date while she was giving me oral sex, and I said,
okay, that's the kind of thing that that I don't think I want to hear.
Get with it. This is what it's all about. I would ask everybody in your audience right now who's listening to you, Phil, what do you think, huh? Isn't it neat to bring home a prostitute for your sons?
I don't think so. These are a bunch of drunks. They don't count, okay? These guys have no...
No, I think they're with it and they're now.
Well, good for you. You're with it and you're now. You're getting sued by that woman who can't hear. She's got a busted leg. She was a member of... the thing that victims of polio on skis, okay? So that's the whole thing.
Well, she looked fine to me. I don't know, except her legs were smaller than the rest of her body, but I thought she was fine. So anyway, goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, you suck, Bobby. Jesus. people with polio on skis. All right, so anybody bored out there? I mean, B-O-A-R-D? All right. 1-800-449-8686. We are rapidly drawing to a conclusion here on our broadcast end of things. But tomorrow night we'll be back here at the Raw Nightclub. And if you guys didn't get your package to come out and watch the show and to join us in the nightclub, I don't know if we'll ever do this again. I really don't.
Say, by the way, you know something? I want to say something because this is important. I took the boys with me to the drugstore to get penicillin for Steve after he got an infection from that hooker. So I really think that...
Yeah, that's really sharing, huh?
Yes, it is.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. We're live at the We're live at the Raw in the Luxor in Las Vegas. The Phil Henry Show, sponsored by Rock Honda. We'll be right back. Thank you.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, here at the Luxor in Las Vegas at the Raw Nightclub, sponsored by Rock Honda, there are so many of us that we'd like to thank. I'd like to thank Ted Bell. I'd like to thank Bobby Dooley. I'd like to thank Steve Bozell. I'd certainly like to thank Steve Dooley, but I'd also like to shoot him, so what I want to do there. Also, Stella and Craig and Chris Pelton back at the station who did such a great job for us tonight, and also Jeff Cabot, who also works over at KFI in Los Angeles. And we want to thank Janice Ungaro, our wonderful producer. She's mean, man. She'll kick your ass. And we wanted to get a little flashback in here, and then maybe a little bit of Joe Dickhead and the Professor before we lock out tonight. From last night's show, we had Doug Danger on yesterday, who was talking about... Doug Danger, as you know, is a gay man and a gay journalist, and he believes that Barbara Streisand must be followed. She said no war in Iraq, so we have to follow Barbara, come what may. Here is Doug Danger from yesterday.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Well, you know something, Phil? You made yourself angry.
Oh, baloney.
Okay. Can I say something?
Go ahead.
First of all, I'm a Democrat, okay? And
all right. Where do you stand on Bush and Iraq?
What is my stand on it? I stand behind President Bush 100%.
Thank you very much. You don't have to be a Republican to do that.
Okay. I don't care if you're gay. That has nothing to do with the whole situation.
No, but the fact that I'm gay, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
That has nothing to do with the war in Iraq.
Right, exactly.
Does it?
What, the war in Iraq? Streisand.
Barbara Streisand, listen to me.
But you're a Democrat. I don't
understand why you're sitting there talking about Barbara Streisand. Who gives a hell what Barbara Streisand's doing?
She donated hundreds of acres of land in Malibu.
Oh, so Brad Pitt could get married.
Yes.
What does that have to do with anything?
Thank you, Tammy. I've been trying to impress this on this knucklehead
for
the last 30 minutes.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Who gives a
crap? I got it already.
I mean, we don't care that you're gay. If you want to be gay, be gay. But we're talking about...
You want to keep me from being gay?
We're talking about the American people here. 3,000 people died, okay?
I know who died, ma'am. But you don't understand that Barbara Streisand, who, by the way, shops at the farmer's market in Malibu. She supports the local economy there.
Who gives a crap what she supports?
Wait a minute. What did you say?
She shops at the farmer's market in Malibu.
So what?
My God. And you're telling me that the terrorists in Saddam or Osama bin Laden and Saddam have nothing in common,
or they're not working together.
Exactly.
Probably the dumbest thing that's said in this thing is, after all, this was written, by the way, by an aide or an assistant named Marjorie Tabankin.
She's a great lady.
All right, I'm sure she is a great lady. But she wrote, and I'm quoting, "After all, Saddam Hussein did not bomb the World Trade Center. One of the dumbest things I've ever read in the history of my life on this planet."
What's dumb about it?
What's dumb about it? Hussein could have been behind that in terms of finance.
They're saying he was behind that, and he did help them. And now you're telling me because
and you're a gay journalist, that that has something to do with it.
Yeah, you're such a gay man and a gay journalist, and you got clarity. Then why don't you? Why can't you see that Saddam Hussein could have given the Al Qaeda network money to pull this job off?
Look, absolutely.
Barbara Streisand has made it clear.
Oh, who cares about Barbara Streisand?
I do, because she said he couldn't have done it.
Oh, well, what is she all of a sudden?
Look,
how
gay.
Much money is she paying you to do this?
I wish Barbara Streisand were gay, because that way...
She probably is.
Well, you know what? I mean, that's fine.
What does it have to do? Please tell me. I don't want to argue with you.
I want you to listen to something for a minute.
What does having to be gay and a journalist have to do with anything?
Listen to this. When she says people who need people, it's actually spelled K-N-E-E-D. Listen to this.
Oh, I don't even want to hear it. You are absolutely ridiculous.
All right, did you hear that? People who need
Phil,
people?
I don't understand how you even give this man the time
of
day.
Yeah, you're a freaking idiot, okay? And what does need, K-N-E-E-D, mean?
In the past tense, people who need, as in the groin, people, that
you
means
need
in a lot
the groin.
Of...
Okay, you are now completely nuts.
Oh, I'm nuts. People who need, I mean, yesterday, people who need people in the groin... Now they need other people, as in N-E-E-D.
Meaning what?
Meaning yesterday they were violent, today they're okay. People who need...
Will you turn that off?
No.
Turn it off.
No, I don't want it.
Don't turn it up, Doug.
No, I'm going to turn it up way loud. Children!
See you later, pal.
People who need people are the luckiest, were the luckiest people in the world.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Minnesota is at Seattle, and Chicago's at Buffalo. Dallas at St. Louis.
Thank you. All right, so we'll see you guys on the radio on Monday. It's the Phil Henry Show live at the Luxor in Las Vegas, brought to you by Ruck Honda. Thank you and good night.